You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, thanks for taking a look at my car so quickly.
Okay, start it up. I can tell you right now, lady, the problem is you're flushing your money right down the drain because your tires are underinflated.
Okay, wait, what?
Look, when your tires are properly inflated, you improve your gas mileage, which saves you money at the pump. Properly inflated tires also help keep you safe on the road. So stop flushing your money away and get some air in your tires.
A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
All right, kids, it's summer and we're going on vacation. Oh, yeah. Look at that, kids, the Grand Canyon. Wow. Oh, boy, the Redwood Forest. Those trees are over 2,000 years old. Mount Rushmore. How did they do that? Oh, man, Niagara Falls. You can almost feel the mist, kids. Oh, boy, wasn't that fun. Get the lights, dear.
All right, Steve, that's it. This family is so tired of staying at home and watching your old 8mm travel movies. Yuck. Would you please break down and take the car to Perfection Auto Works so we can have a real vacation?
This summer, take America by storm and don't miss out on the real thing. Perfection Auto Works will make your car road ready to see the good old USA, from brakes to tires, and our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
If there ever was a time to get active in local politics, it's right now. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I'm calling on you to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Don't miss this chance to make a difference. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Galleries saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to political talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thanks for making that possible. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Today, we'll talk with Michael Bryan, former city prosecutor, founder of Blog for Arizona, Democratic activist, about the ultra-right move of politics in the state of Arizona. Joe Morgan will be with us for a conservative view. He was a conservative columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, former GOP candidate for Congress, and the conservative conscience of Southern Arizona. Larry Bodine will be with us, award-winning journalist for the New York Daily News. He's a lawyer, delegate to the Democratic National Convention, and president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. A very busy day. Let's get to it. Here's Michael Bryan. Hi, Michael.
Hi, John. Great to be with you again.
Well, we've got Carrie Lake. We're going to know a lot more about her. Declaring, of course, at midweek the Republican gubernatorial primary, even as the votes are still being counted, and they're still being counted in Southern Arizona. It looks like Lake is the GOP nominee. But you take Lake, you take Masters for the U.S. Senate, and Fincham for the state Secretary of State, and you've got a trifecta of the ultra-right that the Washington Post says is a threat against democracy. Would you agree?
Oh, certainly it is that, but more importantly, it's a losing ticket. The Republican Party at this point didn't really have a primary it had a primary of one person, and that person is Donald Trump. All these candidates are completely unqualified for the offices they're seeking. The one quality they have is that they're persuasive and utterly conscienceless liars. They repeat the shameless lies by Donald Trump about the 2020 election and have no moral compass of their own. So these are not people who can legitimately appeal to a broader electorate. These are not districts that are heavily Republican that they're running in. They're running statewide in a very competitive environment that Donald Trump, I will remind you, lost because thousands of Republicans refused to vote for him. So the idea that this one person, Donald Trump, can select these candidates and somehow have them acceptable and electable in Arizona is absolute fantasy. You take Blake Masters, never run for office, never held office, has no qualifications to be U.S. Senator, except that he's really, really good at one thing. His entire career, he snuggles up to the rear end of a powerful and rich man and gets that rich man to promote him. That's what he did with Peter Thiel. That's what he's done with Donald Trump. That is his one qualification for office. Otherwise, he's a terrible politician. I mean, he lost the race almost as soon as he began it, because one of the first things he did was in the primary, he decided that it just popped into his head, apparently. He wasn't asked about it. He decided that he thought it was a really good idea to privatize Social Security. He's running in Arizona. I don't know if maybe he's not aware of the fact that lots of people retire to Arizona, but he just lost 5 points right there. And then you look at Carrie Lake. She's running for governor of the state. She's never held office. She's never run for office, and it shows. And the one thing she's good at is throwing red meat out there and fashioning a story that's really appealing to Republicans, that we're under attack, we're under siege, you know, homosexuals and transsexuals and foreigners are coming to take away your jobs and to destroy your family. And that's all she's got, is this fear factor that she's able to put out there, and the support of Donald Trump. There's no way she's going to win the election. You look at a guy like Mark Fincham running for Secretary of State. You know, he's a failed cop. You know, he got fired from his job as a cop. He couldn't get rehired anywhere. And so he moved out here to Arizona. He looks like an aging Ken doll from Florida who's, you know, visiting in Texas with his stupid hat and his self-tanner. He's a joke. And if you talk to anybody in the Arizona legislature, they'll tell you he's the least likable, least pleasant person that they've ever dealt with. He's just a train wreck, and he's a liar. He's a persistent and shameless liar. That's why Donald Trump chose him, and that's why he's the nominee. Then you look at Abe Hameda, who's running for attorney general. He's got 6 years or so of experience as an attorney, barely any experience as a prosecutor. He's never run a prosecutorial office. He's completely unqualified for the job. He's just a few years out of law school. This guy's a baby. But the reason why Donald Trump chose him is because he was willing to lie and lie and lie about the 2020 election. And then the funniest thing is he convinced Donald Trump that he had $1 million in the bank to run his race by having his brother loan him $1 million. He showed the bank account statement to Donald Trump, and then he immediately paid the $1 million back. So he defrauded Donald Trump. I mean, that's, you know, a pretty impressive achievement to be able to defraud Donald Trump. So that is what qualifies him to be the Attorney General of the United States.
Well, let's take a look at this, too. We had a Republican primary voters from Pinal County, and, of course, I think much of Tucson's northwest side on the far east side, Rita Ranch, actually choosing a mega wing primary results in the state Senate race in District 17. You had Wadsack beating Leach, who was a respected Republican, establishment Republican in District 17. She was a Trump supporter and a supporter of Trump. And she picks up the Senate seat over there. That surprised the devil out of me. It really did.
It did surprise me a bit as well. I've actually had a nice Twitter exchange with Justine Wojcik, and I'll tell you, she's crazy. But that's what the Republican electorate wants right now, is, you know, as crazy and as far right and as fascist and hateful and lying as possible. And that's just not going to appeal to independents in order to get these people elected. If they're in a district where there's any kind of competitiveness, or they're running statewide, they don't have a prayer.
Well, I ask you though about the turnout of Democrats. If they do not turn out, if Republicans go to the polls in some significant numbers, the chances of these four that you mentioned, now five we just talked about, winning is possible. I'm not saying it's probable. You don't think it's probable. I don't think it's probable, but it's possible. And that is that's something to be quite frightened of in Arizona. I mean, really scared of, because the state would go to hell if this were to happen across the board.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It would just be chaos if somebody like Carrie Lake were elected governor. She's not interested in governing. She's interested in sowing chaos. But let me tell you, the Democrats and independents are going to turn out because we know that abortion is on the ballot. I mean, unfortunately, we didn't actually get the Citizens Initiative to protect abortion here in Arizona on the ballot. But everybody knows that these candidates have all promised that they're going to criminalize women's health choices and criminalize doctors in order to serve their ideological predilections. I mean, Blake Masters promised that he would support a nationwide ban on abortion with no exceptions for rape or incest. I mean, that's so extreme. I mean, you look at Kansas and what happened in Kansas, that's a deeply red state, but nonetheless, they enshrined the right to abortion in their constitution. And they rejected enshrining abortion restrictions in their constitution by a huge margin. And the turnout in that election was crazy. It literally doubled, which is absolutely unheard of. That's unprecedented. The Republicans put this measure on the ballot in a primary election where they figured that mostly Republicans would be interested in actually voting, but they were dead wrong. Turnout doubled, and not only independents and Democrats rejected the idea of restricting abortion, a large number of Republicans did too. These kind of views are a fringe view in America. Most Americans want abortion to be safe, available, and rare. So the idea that these candidates who come right out and advocate for criminalizing women, for letting women die rather than allow them to have abortions, they're just not going to fly.
Michael Brown is my guest. He is a former prosecutor for the city of Tucson. He is the founder of Blog for Arizona, the progressive blog in Southern Arizona that the Washington Post calls the best blog in the nation. We're going to take a quick break. Michael, stay with me. We'll be back following these messages. From the Perfection.org studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guinea's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guinea's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guinea's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guinea's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party. Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Ackerly Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Michael Bryan is my guest, former prosecutor and the originator and the founder of Blog for Arizona, the progressive blog of all of the state of Arizona and the country, for that matter. Let's talk Joe Biden, if you don't mind, Michael. 500,000 jobs last month, a huge number, a big number. We're fighting inflation with a massive piece of legislation that the Congress has never considered before in anybody's recent memory. And then you've got a whole situation where we just killed one of the 9/11 planners with one of our missiles. I mean, good God, you talk about a hard luck president. He's Joe Biden. He can't do anything right or wrong.
Well, I disagree with that. He does a lot of things right. I mean, yeah, Joe Biden's gotten a lot of flack over the first 2 years of his term for, you know, not being able to accomplish everything that he wanted to accomplish. But, you know, presidents, the way the system is supposed to work, have to work with Congress to get things done. We have very narrow majorities. And in the Senate, we have, 51 votes. So, it gives incredible power to more conservative Democrats like Joe Manchin and, you know, wackadoodles like Kristen Sinema, who nobody really understands why she votes the way she does, except, you know, she's protecting the interest of very, very rich people in the hopes that she will become a very, very rich person when she leaves Congress by getting, you know, cushy lobbying jobs and so forth. So, you know, in a large part, you know, the limitations of what Joe Biden's been able to accomplish have been down to Congress. But, yeah, he's on a roll, I would say.
So what's going to happen here with the influence of Biden and the race, this is obviously at the midterm, is that going to drag the ticket down for the Democrats, or is it going to be neutralized by some of the successes of Joe Biden?
Well, look, Joe Biden won Arizona. You know, it's as simple as this. The Republicans have nominated a slate of candidates who really only appeal to one person, the guy who lost the statewide race in Arizona in 2020. That's not a formula for success, in my view. We have a great slate of candidates. We have a very experienced person in Katie Hobbs, who's been Secretary of State. She's been a leader in the Senate. She's a real politician and a real policymaker. She's gonna be very appealing to the center. We have Chris Mays, who until recently was a Republican. I mean, she doesn't, you know, espouse Republican ideas anymore, because these days Republican ideas are kind of abhorrent. But nonetheless, she knows how to make Republicans comfortable voting for her. We have Adrian Fontes up against Mark Fincham for Secretary of State, the man who ran the 2020 election in Maricopa County. He's got more experience and more qualifications than any other candidate in the history of the state. Never in the history of Arizona has a county elections administrator run for Secretary of State. It was surprising to me to learn this, but that's the fact. So we have a top of the ticket that's really just very, very appealing and is going to crush these people. I predict by at least 5 points. And if the Trump appointees to these positions perform politically the way I expect them to do, because they're inexperienced and inept, it could be even larger. That doesn't mean we get to slack off, though. We have to work hard. We have to turn out. We have to message properly. But we can win these elections statewide very, very easily.
So you're predicting that Fincham will lose the Secretary of State's job, that Lake will lose the gubernatorial job, and Masters will lose the U.S. Senate race, and then all the way down. The Democrats will sweep these top jobs. Not one Absolutely. Of these very conservative people are going to win, you say?
Absolutely. The Democrats are going to sweep all the statewide jobs this year. The one exception might be SBI, but, you know, we have an excellent Superintendent of Public Instruction in Kathy, but you know, she's facing Tom Horn, who actually won his primary in the traditional manner. They selected somebody who had actual relevant experience, having been superintendent of public instruction before, because Trump didn't appoint anybody to that position. So there's an actual chance for superintendent of public instruction to go either way. It's going to be a hard fought race, but I predict we'll win all of them. And it's the exact rebuke that is needed in order to bring the Republican Party back to their senses.
Well,
lose badly.
Are the nuts and bolts of the Democratic Party in place for a race like this that is so crucial to the future of the state? I mean, I can't think of a time when there was more possible jeopardy to Arizona as we understand it and know it after all these years with what could happen in this November election in the midterm. It is scary as hell. It really is.
Yeah, we have literal fascists who are running for office, and I don't use that word loosely. I use it in a very strict fashion. You know, fascism is a disease of democracy, where democracy turns on itself and the fascists no longer recognize the validity of elections unless they win. That's one of the main things. And then secondarily, and just as important, is that they run on fear and hatred, on bigotry, on homophobia, on religious bigotry, on racism, fear-mongering about the other party. I mean, they call us socialists. It's just not true. And so the Republican Party has really gotten off track ever since it started following Trump. And until they repudiate Trump, they're going to remain a fascist cult. I mean, you look at things like they censured and basically kicked out of the party Rusty Bowers, the former Speaker of the Arizona House.
Michael, I've got about 15 seconds here.
And essentially, sorry?
I'm out of time. I appreciate it. I wanted to be mentioned that Bowers race. That was a shocker to me. It's really a crime. Here was a guy that finally showed the real conscience of many Republicans, and he was defeated. Well, thanks, Michael. Good to talk with you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Michael Bryan, founder of Blog for Arizona. Up next, Joe Morgan, conservative conscience of Southern Arizona.
This is a blue. Miss Ratchet, I'm here to pick up my car. You said it would be ready today.
I'm not sure what you are talking about.
No, I dropped it off and gave you the keys. Now one of us is crazy, and it's not me.
Mr. McMurphy, your hand is staining my window.
Okay, look, I need my car ready or not. I brought it in to get the shocks fixed and the front end aligned. Now just give me the keys, and I'm out of here.
Sit down and join the others, and we'll give your car its shock treatment.
Nah, I'm not falling for this chicken hen crap.
Mr. McMurphy, step in our back room. We need to discuss something with you.
Okay, Chief, you guys, get in the car. We're going to Perfection Auto Works. You know, you loons have got to be as whacked as me to bring your car to Cuckoo's Nest Auto Repair.
When you need a way to cut your mind from the other crazy repair shops, no lobotomy here, just old-fashioned slice and dice on all your car and truck repair needs. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me is Joe Morgan, former conservative columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, former GOP conservative candidate for Congress, and the conservative conscience of Southern Arizona. Here's Joe Morgan. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, John. Good to see you.
All right. If Fincham wins Secretary of State, Lake becomes the governor, and Masters becomes the U.S. Senator, how does that change Arizona?
Oh, wow. Well, that would definitely change a whole lot of things. Well, if they live up to what the promises they're putting out there. First of all, it would become, with regards to national elections, it would definitely become a much more pro-Trump-friendly state with regards to policies and the federal impetus of the Donald Trump political machine. So, but I think from a local perspective, I mean, all of them have talked about going after and actually looking at, in a truly investigative manner, the election of 2020. So that would definitely probably shake a lot of trees up in the Maricopa area in particular, where there was specific illegalities that took place. I mean, Arizona statute was violated in our election. So not necessarily fraud. I'm not saying fraud was proven. I'm saying illegalities. So,
was the outcome altered by what you believe to be fraudulent activity in the election of 2020?
Well, it doesn't matter what I believe. It matters what can be proven one way or the other. I mean, I personally, yes, believe there were massive irregularities. And for me personally, I do believe fraud was committed. But proving that is a whole different thing. Again, we have still not had a digital audit. We haven't. They said that they would. And this is what I mean by state statute was violated. The Maricopa supervisor said in the audit that we did have that they couldn't get to the digital files because of proprietary software, the Dominion voting machinery. However, then before Congress later on, Andy Biggs examined them about that testimony, and then they said, "Oh no, we backed it up before they took it off." So essentially, they were trying to do a bait and switch. But the problem is they've never been held accountable. But what they did admit then is that they did not oversee the elections, which again is a violation of Arizona statutes. That means the Dominion people who went in and did the patches, ran the patches, then removed those patches after the elections, effectively ran the machinery. They effectively ran the counting. And that is not what our state statutes say. That is to say nothing of the irregularity with regards to the ballot issues and different things that came out in the audit. So my point is the Maricopa supervisors were not held into account. And of course, the Maricopa recorder's office, who works for them, nobody was held to account for anything that happened, even though by their own testimony, the laws were broken. So was fraud committed? You have to prove that. But there has to this point not been a digital audit. There has not been an actual investigation from the Attorney General's office under Brnovich. So,
all right, let me ask you about Fincham and the Secretary of State's job, of course. He's a plaintiff in a lawsuit along with the gubernatorial hopeful Carrie Lake, is seeking to convince a federal judge to bar the use of equipment to tally vote totals and requires all ballots to be counted by hand. I would assume if Fincham becomes Secretary of State, he will advocate counting all ballots by hand, turning back the clock literally decades. As people have become very used to the way we count votes now, there may be skepticism or fear about it, but that's the way we've done it for a long time. That would change dramatically. Mm-hmm. Well, I would assume he would be much more careful about who he would suggest be allowed to vote in Arizona if he could use the powers, and they are great, with Secretary of State to do so. I think there'd be tremendous changes if Fincham had the power of Secretary of State. And certainly, I really think this is a real question mark about Carrie Lake. I don't know what kind of governor she would be. Do you?
No, I didn't vote for Ms. Lake in the primary. I voted for Robeson Taylor. So I'm not some wild Carrie Lake sycophant or anything of that nature. But that being said, back to your original thing on Fincham, I don't think he's going to try to disenfranchise anybody from being able to vote. If you're a legal citizen of the United States and you live and reside in Arizona, I don't think there's going to be any rule that is out there that he's going to put forward to suppress the ability to vote. But as to hand counting, I'm not going to sit here and say we need to turn back the clock and not have machines count per se, but it can be done. France did it. In their elections, they only have a hand count. They don't have machine counting, and it's all in person. So saying turn back the clock, well, depends on where you are, because France did it, and they're a nation of 65 million plus people. So it can be done. You can get your results. You just have to hire the staff or work with the parties or whatnot to make sure you have volunteers there to do the counting. So it's not like it's impossible. The thing that we need, if you're going to have the machines count, which is fine for speed, is you must have transparency, and you cannot have things hooked up to the internet, which they were. That is also something that came out, because that opens them up to being hacked. Whether they were hacked or not is a whole other question. The fact of the matter is they were hooked up to the internet. You cannot have that. We have not had transparency. And if you're going to sit here and advocate for machine counting, then have transparency. Have people be able to sit there in the counting space where this is taking place. Have people, digital software experts who are able to be on hand and say nothing is happening on the internet or anything else, and don't have one contractor, Dominion, in charge of the whole thing and claiming proprietary software, and therefore you can't look at any of it. You don't have that and then expect people to say, let's just stay in the future and have machines do all the counting. That's not fair.
All right, Joe, let me ask you about Carrie Lake. Is she going to move much closer to the middle from the far right where she won the primary? We've seen that happen in numerous elections in the 50 years I've watched politics in Arizona. Sure. But how much would she move to the middle? Because the right's been very kind to her, and I don't see a lot of movement to the middle. But does she have to move to the middle to win? And what kind of governor would she be if she didn't?
Well, that's a good question. I would say for Arizona politics, when we say middle, I mean, some people, you know, cringe at that. But yeah, the independents are what control the destiny of a statewide vote in Arizona. That's just a fact. So the fact of the matter is she going to have to start appealing more to independents, and what appeals to independents? Is it election integrity? I don't think so. I don't think that's the number one issue for independent-minded voters. So she's going to have to brush up on the policies, which she is still very light on, and I've told this to people. She's going to have to brush up on things. The good thing is Joe Biden's disastrous economic decisions that Democrats have all been on board with gives her an absolute opportunity there for economic development ideas and whatnot, you know, that are state specific to win people over. Just talk about inflation in the economy, and she's got it in the bag. So yeah, if that's coming back to the middle, fine. But that's just kitchen table politics that involve every family in Arizona. And if she makes that more of her central messaging, then yeah, I think she'll win over the independents, and she can carry the state. But if her banner is just going to be election integrity as an issue, no, I don't think that that's going to be something that carries, because she's going to have the McCain anti-Trump voters in the Maricopa area particularly that are going to be opposed to her, and quite possibly could vote for Katie Hobbs, which would be a tragedy, but it's a possibility. So she needs to win independents in a fairly large tranche to win statewide, and I think she can, but she's going to have to become much better on policy.
You know, here's some advice for Masters, who's running for the United States Senate. Pass this along if you know him well. Shut up. No, just shut up. Every time you talk, you lose votes. He really is not well-versed in what he needs to say and what he needs to do to win the U.S. Senate seat. He's got the money. Can he win, Joe Morgan?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he can win. I'll give you a good example. Some people were like, oh, geez, why did he put out a statement against Regina Romero? That's the kind of politics, actually, that does move the needle, because politics is local, for example, to the Republican base in these parts. That's going to move the needle for them, because we feel like we're, you know, outcast down here in southern Arizona, ruled by a blue wave of morons, incompetent buffoons. And that's basically what he called her in a statement, because they're not taking care of the city or the local issues. They're focused on, you know, talking about all these other issues that are national in scope that they don't have any power over anyway. So I thought that was a great stance for him. That's just pure politics. Now, on policy related issues, he's certainly got the mental wherewithal to be sharper on politics. And I'm going to say this, Mark Kelly's not the sharpest tool in the shed on that. He never has been. He's done nothing in the Senate. He's been actually relatively just a ghost. He's nothing like Kyrsten Sinema. So, I mean, if he changes his tact more towards issue-related things that can win over, especially, again, the national politics and the state of the nation being very much anti-Joe Biden right now because of in particular, the economic issues, then, yeah, absolutely he can beat Mark Kelly, because he does have the financial wherewithal, and he will have the financial means to go toe-to-toe with him there. So, yeah, I definitely think Blake Masters can win.
What's your pick now? Got about 30 seconds here. What's your pick of, say, the trifecta here? We're talking about Lake for governor, Finchem for Secretary of State, Masters for Senate. Will the three win? One of the three? Who's going to win those races?
I think all three of them do have a chance, but I definitely think Lake and Masters have the best chance. I think Finchem's going to have a really tough time with Fontes.
And he may have trouble in his own party, don't you think? Finchem does? He does.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he's the weakest of the three candidates, if I had to say. I'd say he's the weakest.
Joe Morgan, it's great talking with you again. Thank you so very much for staying active. We appreciate it very much. We do. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, John.
Bye. All right, Joe Morgan, former candidate for Congress, former conservative writer for the Arizona Daily Star. Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
If you want news and analysis of Arizona's increasingly unhinged state and local politics with a skeptical, fact-based, and progressive viewpoint, you should be reading blogforarizona.net. Blog for Arizona is a thriving institution in Arizona's progressive politics for almost 20 years now. Blog for Arizona has authors from across the state with extensive experience and insight into Arizona's political history and culture. Find us online at blogforarizona.net, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson who are responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Here's Larry Bodine, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Hi, Larry.
Hey, John. How are you doing today?
Fine. We're very busy here after that primary election of Tuesday.
You're
ready with the DGT, ready to take on the general now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Democrats have put up the successful, trustworthy, the best candidates I've seen in years, and I've been active in politics for 20 years. And they want to fund public schools, they want to protect the right to vote, they want to protect reproductive rights, and you can find out about what goes on behind the scenes on Monday at Democrats of Greater Tucson. You just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson. We're going to have two journalists, Hank Stevenson and Rachel Leingang, and they both write for a political newsletter called the Arizona Agenda. So you just go to thedgt.org, and that's coming up Monday at noon. And I got to say, these journalists are so much fun to read. Not only do they give you the background on what's really going on in politics, but Hank's reporting was like so intense that the state House of Representatives created a rule that would have banned him from the House floor because they didn't like his coverage of the legislature. So that's really exciting. And of course, John, you know, Democrats like to have fun. I listened to your previous speaker, and I can hear that the Republicans are all about anger and blame and, you know, really unhappy stuff. But we're going to have our drinking democratically happy hour again on August 17. That's a couple of Wednesdays from now. You'll be able to see candidates running. You'll be able to sign petitions for public initiatives. You'll see your colleagues working to elect Democrats, and it's become really popular. It's the first stop for new Democrats who just move into Tucson. So we have all sorts of fun and fascinating stuff going on.
You know, first of all, let me interrupt you just for a second. You told me to talk to Nancy Gutierrez, who I did talk with,
mm-hmm.
and I was just convinced after a conversation and a lunch with her that this was a very talented lady that deserved to go to the House of Representatives. And she ran a tremendous campaign. We were so proud to endorse her, and she won. I think this is a new wave of Democrats. She runs in a district that has been now moved to another district where it's been combined literally into one as the two very stalwart and longtime veterans in Dr. Randy
Randy Freese used
of course,
to be
the
representative.
And then, of course, Pamela Powers Hanley.
Yeah,
two,
Hanley.
Just absolutely one of the great progressive minds of the country will be leaving the House of Representatives, and Randy Freese, of course. And then, of course, there's this new wave of Democrats. And I think that they'll be well-served, the Democratic Party, as well as the state of Arizona, with Nancy Gutierrez. She's just really a great candidate, and we were so pleased to see her win that primary. We were very proud to endorse her. So thanks for introducing us to her.
Oh, absolutely, John. You know, she and her colleague Chris Mathis are both running for state house, and they're both excellent candidates. And I can say the same thing for our Legislative District 18 Senate. Priya Sundarshan ran away with the election. She's a law professor, she's a mom, and she is going to protect reproductive rights. At the top of the ticket, we've got Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State, running for governor. As the previous guy mentioned, we've got Adrian Fontes, who's absolutely going to eat Mark Fincham alive. And then for Congress down here, we've got Kirsten Engel. It's just the most fabulous lineup that I've ever seen.
Will Democrats come out in this race? I mean, is there going to be a situation where you're in the midterm here and nobody cares? But do people care?
Oh, yeah. People definitely do care. You only need to look at Kansas, where they had a statewide representative and a statewide referendum and voted to approve reproductive rights and stop a ban on abortion. You know, and that's the thing about the Republicans. You know, they want to criminalize abortion. They want to close public schools. You know, they want to jail Katie Hobbs and Dr. Fauci. They want to overturn the 2020 election. And you don't get any of that with the Democrats. The Democrats are all out to protect day-to-day things that are important to people, like their reproductive rights, their ability to make their own medical choices, you know, the right to vote. What could be more basic than that? Democrats want to expand the right to vote. And then public education, which is, you know, going to be gutted with the Republican legislature's plan to essentially close every public school in the state by giving away vouchers to rich people so they can send their kids to private school and parochial schools. It's the contrast could not be clearer, and the Democrats are just totally in line with public opinion and what the people want.
Well, the turnout, I think, is going to make all the difference here. I there's not going to be any tremendous landslides for Democrats or Republicans in that in this election coming up in November. I think there are going to be some very close races, and every vote is going to count. That's what Democrats need to realize. Your vote counts. Your vote can make a difference.
we're well aware of it. And, you know, the one thing is I've read a whole bunch of polls and surveys, and they say the number one issue is that people are angry that Roe v. Wade was overturned, that it's now illegal to get an abortion. And people, that's going to drive lots of Democrats and lots of women to the polls who just say, you know, government has no right to interfere with my personal health decisions. Governor, nobody wants the government to come in and interfere with your life. That's what the Republicans want. The Democrats want to keep the government out of your life.
Well, very quickly, how do people join you tomorrow, well, actually Monday, for a Democrats of Greater Tucson get-together?
Oh, by all means, go to thedgt.org or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson. You'll find some articles, the events that we have coming up, and especially our journalists who are going to be talking to us on Monday.
Well, Larry Bodine, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for all the work you do. Appreciate you being on the show. Have a great weekend. Thanks for
you
sharing
too, John.
Yours
all
with
us.
Good to talk with you, Larry. Thank you. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. We want to thank you for this. We're in our 50 years of broadcasting in Tucson, Arizona. That's a long time, half a century. Really? That long? I love doing this show, and I'm glad you decided to join us on this weekend. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that a majority of Arizonans support more funding for public education, affordable health care, and jobs that pay well? This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson, and that's what we stand for. Activate yourself by Googling Democrats of Greater Tucson and clicking on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
September 1964. The one and only Beatles! Like, this is a life-changing moment, man. I mean, the Beatles live in concert.
They sound just like the records, man.
Oh, man, I know exactly what I want to do with my life. Tomorrow I'm going to Marshall's Music Store and buy a guitar.
You can't play guitar.
I'll learn. Now, what about you? You gonna play drums? What?
How did those four dudes get here anyway?
Hey, in that fancy car over there, man, next to the stage.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I want to be the guy that makes sure they get to the next concert. I want to work on cars.
You know, back in the day, everyone wanted to be a musician, but not me. I wanted to fix cars. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works with a passion for doing your auto and truck repairs correctly. Imagine driving along in your car with the radio tuned and ice-cold air conditioning on, cruising with peace of mind. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.